You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hello.
All right, so we just headed into December. So, Suzanne, mm-hmm. What is one Christmas tradition that you absolutely will not skip?
Ooh, Christmas tradition. I also feel like we need to have jingle bells, like, in the background, like, jingle, jingle.
Yeah, that would be fun. Maybe our fantastic audio editors can add that in.
So at Christmas, I and my husband, we love music. And so one thing that we love to do is go to some kind of Christmas concert. So last year we went to the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra. So that's one thing we've done. We've gone to Home Alone where they like play the movie, but then the orchestra's there and like does the live music. That was probably our favorite one that we've done.
That's and so fun.
We lived in New Orleans. We'd always do like a Christmas jazz brunch. So that's one tradition we have, is always something to do with music.
I love that. So my current favorite Christmas tradition is sort of goofy. Several years ago, I started sending out a Christmas card from my dog. So
adorable.
It's a picture of him. And I've gotten to the point where I sort of plan it all year long. So I think about like what I want the picture to be and what I want it to say. And it usually the saying is something funny.
Can you give us an example? Like what's one
so
that
last
done?
Year we actually went to Arkansas. We went to Hot Springs National Park and he became a bark ranger.
Oh,
and so I had a
adorable
picture of him with his bark ranger certificate. And I said, what did I say in the card? I said, I hope your holidays feel safer knowing that Mac is reporting for duty as an official bark ranger.
I love it.
So
that sweet.
That's one of my very favorite Christmas traditions. And I go through, I mean, like, I get them printed and I address all of them and mail them out.
Yes.
And it's very fun for me, at least.
Sweet Mac. I bet everybody loves getting that card.
Yes. He gets to grace everybody's refrigerators across the United States. All right. Well, on today's episode, we are talking Volume 6. This is our first episode of Volume 6. And this volume is titled Prophets and Provision. And this volume is focusing on how God desires obedience from his people, even when there are roaring threats of persecution. God is worthy of trust and obedience. God's people repented, returned to the land, and rebuilt the temple. Yet the people still longed for hope and freedom. Hope was coming in the form of a person, Jesus. So, Suzanne, why don't you talk us through some of the Unit 16 specific information?
So this unit, Unit 16, is called Hope for the Captives. And here we'll see the people were far away from the land God had given them, but they were not far from God. The Lord is with his people even while they were in exile. He watched over them and promised that they would one day return to the land. When they did, they would return to him as well. So now let's look at our big picture question. So for younger preschool, our big picture question is, how can we glorify God? And the answer is, we can glorify God by loving and obeying him. And we have the same big picture question answer for older kids, for older preschool and kids. And the question is, how can we glorify God? The answer is, we can glorify God by loving him and obeying him. Our key passage for this unit is found in 1 Corinthians 10:31. And for our babies and toddlers and our younger and older preschool, the verse is, do everything for the glory of God. For kids, the key passage is, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. And again, that's found in 1 Corinthians 10:31.
Great. Thanks, Suzanne. And on this episode, we are specifically discussing Unit 16, Session 1, which is titled Daniel Obeyed God. And this is focusing on Daniel Chapter 1. Because God's people continued to sin, the kingdoms of Israel and Judah were destroyed. God sent prophets to warn the people of their sin, but they did not repent. After the destruction of Judah, the people were taken into exile by the Babylonians. But God had not forgotten them. Through the prophets, God promised a new covenant. God also promised that one day he would bring his people back to the land he had given them. However, God's desire was not only for his people to return to the land, but also to return to him. This week, we'll learn that Daniel obeyed God rather than follow the ways of Babylon. Our story points for this week, for preschool, it's Daniel followed God and God made him wise. And for kids, it's Daniel was faithful to God and he was blessed with wisdom. All right, let's head into the part of the episode where we talk about activities or games that might need a little extra prep or attention. So, Suzanne, why don't you start us off with preschool?
Yes, so this week we have a younger preschool activity called Cut Out Pictures of Healthy Foods. And so if your younger preschoolers aren't sure what qualifies as a healthy food, you can prompt them by talking about things they might see in a garden, like carrots or tomatoes or cucumbers, those kind of things. In older preschool, there's an activity called Stamp with Vegetables. And if you don't want to use real vegetables here because maybe there's an allergy in your class, you could use plastic toy vegetables instead. Or if you just wanted to completely nix the idea of doing any kind of art with vegetables, you could let them taste different types of vegetables because there might be some that they've never tried before. So that could be a lot of fun. So just make sure that you post an allergy alert outside your door if you decide to do that.
It's a great idea. You could have some excited parents at the end of class if you get their kiddos to taste some new vegetables. All right. In older kids, we have a game called Name That Veggie. And if you want to take this one a step further, you could hold a blind taste test for some of the vegetables. And if you do this, just make sure to post an allergy alert. In kids worship, there's a game called Around the World. And if you have a large group, you could have multiple groups playing this game around several trash cans or buckets. And then in midweek, there's an activity called Focus a Sense. You could do a similar activity with sounds by finding sound clips like traffic or water running or a lawnmower and different things like that and just play those for the kids and let them take turns guessing what those sounds are. Let's wrap up by talking about what we are excited for or what stands out to us in this session. So Suzanne, why don't you start us off?
Yeah, so I was just thinking, as you prepare to teach this week, I just want to caution you to not focus on the healthy food aspect of the story. I think that's really easy for us to do, especially in preschool. We want to emphasize how Daniel ate vegetables and drank water, and that was why God made him wise. But the reality is there's a deeper part of this story, and it's the heart of the story, which is Daniel's obedience to God's law about food. That was why he was doing what he did. And so just this week to emphasize that obedience to God is always better than following the ways of the world.
That's a really good reminder. I was curious about how old Daniel was during this story. And so I did a little bit of research, emphasis on a little bit. So take this or leave this. But it looks like during this initial part of his captivity that he was probably in the range of being a teenager. So that's only a few years older than some of the kids that we teach on Sundays. And I think that this is a great Sunday to help kids understand that obedience to God and following God isn't something that starts later in life. This is something that they can start living out right now. And Daniel is a great example of what that looks like and what that looks like in a respectful way, right? You know, kids have a lot of authority figures in their life. And Daniel is a really great example of what it looks like to respectfully ask for another option or, respectfully choose to obey God despite what authority or what other people around him are doing. And so I think that that's a great thing to point out, especially with our older kids this week. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.